Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Farzana. You're tuning into day three of the You Wealth Revolution Instant Awakenings. And I got to tell everyone, we had an incredible intention circle that we did, an awakening circle, and it was very, very powerful. So one of the things that I want to share with everybody who is new, because we have literally tens of thousands of new people that are climbing on board this event, is really our mission. Our mission is to awaken 1 billion people. Now, that sounds like a very lofty mission, but I'll tell you why I totally believe it's possible. We are going to change, and we have already changed the definition of awakening. A lot of people think that awakening is this thing that happens in every area of your life at once, or else it doesn't count. And literally, every part of your body is awakening to a new earth energy every moment, to be quite honest. It's just us tuning into the awakened being that already is there. And it is reaching us and working to reach us every moment. So what we do every day is we turn on to that. And as you do, your life will begin to shift. And as I use the example many times of the garden where I walk down in my house and I look at some of the flowers, I think, oh, they're never going to open, right? And then one day, I go down, and literally it's like the entire garden is blooming. The second piece is that even if your life isn't perfect right now, there still is a part of you that's awakened. So most people will ignore the tiny things shifting, and as a result, it's almost like people trying to come visit you, and you keep the door shut, and you think, well, no one loves me. Well, your door's shut. Once you notice there are people knocking on the door, and you open it, and those awakenings are knocking on your door, you literally will find those people that come in, those awakenings that you allow to come in, well, they text their friends, right? This is the analogy. And their friends start coming over, and their friends are that higher intuition. When you open up to that, more happens. So that's a very quick example of kind of what we're doing in the two phases of this whole experience. And what we're doing is we're bringing on some of the top transformational leaders to allow you to experience an awakening every day. So on our call today with Rabia Hayek, he is going to awaken you in some huge ways. And so get ready for that. And I want to introduce him and I want to get started. We are going to be talking about something we've never covered, and that is how to master your breath and literally master your life. And with Rabia, we are going to be learning how life force mastery breath can literally empower your being more than anything else in the world. And we're going to be doing a global breath circle where you're going to be breathing at the end of this call, so I'm going to say in the end, with people with over 100 countries. And the energy we're going to move, I think, is going to be something astounding, because my personal experience with breath work is that we can change thoughts, we can change beliefs, we can go in and we can attempt to move energy, but your direct connection with the divine life force that fires your every being and essence and process in your body is what? I mean, if you stop doing this one thing, what happens to you? Right? The answer is you move to the next plane, right? So there's something very divine in this exchange with this innate intelligence that comes from the breath, and we are going to activate that. So get ready. I'm going to share a few things about our guest, and then we are going to jump right in, because this is going to be experiential and powerful. Our guest, Rabia Hayek, is the founder and visionary of Do As One and OmniBreath, whose missions are to raise the awareness of optimal consciousness and synchronous breathing on the planet. In late one night in October 2006, Rabia actually had the vision of 1 billion people synchronistically breathing together, and it sparked the beginning of Do As One. And literally, he is a master breath worker who studied conscious breathing around the world with many gurus, medical doctors, and even healers to gather the forbidden secrets of breathing and make them known to humankind. It's incredible to me that as we grow into adults, we're not taught how to breathe so we interact with the divine every day. Because if you think about your spiritual practice or anything you're doing, what's the one thing that you do more than anything else all day long? You breathe. I mean, you're literally breathing consciously and unconsciously. And if you could begin to really do that so you plug into your essence, imagine what could happen in your life. Now, he's become so popular, he literally travels around the world teaching his conscious flow and simultaneous breathing methods to hundreds of thousands of people. He's also a Webster University degreed singer and composer. He's taught the art of voice professionally for over a decade, and in workshops, conferences, and expos and other engagement, he lives as a dynamic and inspiring facilitator and transformationalist. Now, I want to share what some people have said, because I think it's incredibly powerful. One person said, this is an incredible tool. This was Kevin Russell. I am physically and mentally alive, excited to wake up in the morning. It's been a catalyst to make this way of life not just a nice idea or an interesting philosophy. My hope is that more people will find these breathing practices as comforting as me. Jennifer McKee, fantastic. I've been doing this practice with my clients. Everyone, guys, you included, can notice higher vibration immediately. Now, she said every one of her clients notice higher vibration. So let's tune into the awakening that today we're going to have higher vibration. Another person, Eddie Griffiths, nothing I can name takes me out of my present moment with the ruthlessness of stress like this. In a nanosecond, I can become someone who lost all of his creativity and soul purpose, but how refreshing it is to have a tool that I can preempt this madness, at the very least mitigate the effects. He literally changes his state instantly. And another person said, this is amazing. I've come off a, this person mentions a specific prescription drug. I use this technique whenever I start to feel anxious. It's a lifesaver, and I mean that sincerely. Now, we talked about literally activating the consciousness of a very enlightened master, and I believe this is one of the key steps to doing that. So get ready for the awakening. I'm going to welcome our guest and just ask you to send a huge amount of love to Rabia and all that we're going to be doing today. Rabia, welcome to the U.S. Revolution Awakening 2012. Everyone send him a huge amount of love, and let's get started. Welcome, my friend.
All right. Great thanks to you, Darius, for having us here, and what a joy and celebration, really, that it is right now. So I want to just thank everyone that's listening around the world right now. Thank you for taking the time today to share in the power of the life force with us. What if today was the start of you igniting your own life force and you began living an absolutely masterful life? What would happen? What would your life look like? So let us right now, from wherever you're sitting, check in with the posture. We're going to use a very certain, very specific technique to anchor in three breaths together. And we're going to flow the energy in a particular way. So just pay attention right now as you check in with the posture, that your posture is excellent. And with the mouth closed, tongue touching the roof of the mouth, and with your mouth closed, exhale the air now from your lungs and exhale. And breathing in through the nose. And breathe out the nose nice and long. Breathing in through the nose. And blow the air out the mouth. Breathing in full success in your entire life. Breathe it in. Exhale out the mouth on an H sound. This three-breath anchor has been taught to thousands and thousands of people around the world in order to anchor so we can now create. So I welcome this co-creation. Hello, Darius.
Wow. That was very powerful. I mean, I am taken back to a time when I did a lot of breath work with some Qigong masters, and literally, I mean, I'm going to get a little crazy here, but I literally left my body and went into the divine and gathered a ton of very incredible information solely through my breath. So I want everyone to know, like, I do believe very strongly in breath work, and it's so much underestimated today. So I want to get started with with a question about this. I mean, why is this different than some of the other transformational or life-changing methodologies or practices that so many people teach?
Because it is going straight to the source of our very life force energy. And let me really be clear when I say what that is. When we speak about health in the West and we say perfect health is balancing body, mind, and spirit, if I were to reach in and ask someone, hey, what does it mean to work on spirit? It is no accident that in most of the world's languages, the word spirit and the word breath are the same word. The progenitors of our languages knew this. They felt it. They lived it. And so what we're really doing is returning to the power of something that, because it's been called breath work in the past, that which has really been really normal to us, right? It's a thing we do 12 to 24,000 times a day. But what happens when we take that and we no longer, and I mean for the rest of your life, if you're listening to these words right now, do you look at it as breath, but rather to look at it as the life force? So right now, in speaking of raising the vibration of the call, particularly for this sharing of life force, I want you guys to open up your feeling sense to the fact that as we breathe these breaths consciously, we are breathing the life force, and this has been with us since the moment we got here. So literally, it is something that, because it has been with us the entire time, that's why I say we're going straight to the source. So how does it differ from other transformational work is that it actually is the perfect thing to support all of the transformational work that you're doing. I want to acknowledge, actually, the human family right now, as you guys are listening, that as you're choosing things like this particular call, this particular intention experiment, you're raising your vibration just by choosing it. But the fact that you have been doing all this work on the planet, humanity is seeing the effects, and we're enjoying it. So I want to just acknowledge everybody for a moment and say to you that as you're doing all of this work, wouldn't it be amazing to be able to tap in to the way spirit itself, spirit as the breath, is playing in your life all the time, and I mean moment to moment. So what would life look like, and I mean with all the other transformational work you're doing, if you took on, and I mean in this moment right now, when I say take on, I mean, okay, no more is it the breath. You take on the life force, and now it's your job to discover how it behaves. And that's where we come in. After having traveled the planet, particularly spending about 10 years of my life gathering this information, it is something that when we now share it even one time with someone, the effect of the life force comes in and absolutely makes that impact that allows them now to choose transformation in a different way.
Yeah, something is awakening in me. Like, I'm feeling my body is very much vibrating, and I feel like a lot of energy, and we're getting a lot of comments coming in just from what we did there. And I want to let everyone know we're going to be doing much more, so get ready. When you talk about how the life force behaves, and you call this life force mastery, tell me a little bit more about what that means and what that really means to the people here.
Well, I think it's fantastic that as we look out into the world, people will watch a superhero movie and walk out wanting to be a superhero. When you go and you watch a Jedi and you get excited about the powers that you see them create, when you hear an interesting story about a guru somewhere far in India in the Himalayas and you want to believe that it's true, that is the part of us that when we were children and we discovered that there's magic in this world, and one day somebody said, oh, magic isn't real. I'm here to announce to all of you right now that the magic is real, and that as you awaken the life force and you begin to master it, wouldn't it be amazing if you could choose it? Well, here it is, teachings that are thousands of years old coming together so as to usher in something that I used to not speak of it from in this perspective, but my own life has transformed up until this very minute to where transformation on this planet right now is such at a level, it's so amazingly fast, that even this week I could list out things that are still changing in me and have been changing since I made the choice of wanting to see how the life force behaves and then raise that ramp up and reach life force mastery. This is something that now, I mean, I get so excited about sharing it because everyone that we meet that takes it on basically taps into that superhero self and begins to express capabilities and potentials that perhaps they didn't even know existed. So this is really where we're putting our finger on the pulse of humanity's life force, and not even to then move into what happens when we breathe together, which we anchored in before the call and at the beginning of the call. So I'd like to move into that a little bit later, but the power of breathing together, oh my, what happens when superheroes come together? We create a world that's filled with this level of mastery, and you will then create a world that is filled with care, concern, love, joy, abundance, success, that which humanity is reaching out for and wanting.
You know, it's incredible because, you know, part of your mission and our mission and bringing everyone together is like the collective power being so much more effective than one. And this is truly what's exciting about this work and everything we've been doing. But, you know, there's still people here that at some level are maybe not getting the things that they want, or at least not able to really realize that they may be on the path, but they're just not getting it. What keeps people, in essence, from getting there and really transforming? I mean, so, like, we have Rhonda that just wrote in. She says, I'm having a huge amount of challenges financially, right? What happens? What is going on energetically or even spiritually, as we talk about the breath work, that's keeping someone stuck? And then what is the solution on the other side of the findings that you researched to move people out of that?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because it's easy when we get excited about the far distances of what can be created that we're right up at the clouds with it. But what about those moments where really I can say I began? That I used to be reluctant about sharing my story because it wasn't always a success story at one time. There were times in my life where stress, anxiety, bouts with depression made it hard to live a high quality of life, literally hard. And okay, I was convinced at one point that I was going to have to live with this level of stress. But wow, when you actually discover a tool, you apply it once, and something inside of you, and that something is the spirit, body, mind, and spirit moving as one, something changes that immediately is noticeable. And when it's noticeable, I like to tell people, we're here to impress you with this work, because when you leave an impression, you look back down at that impression and you remember to use it. And so you see the issue at hand in humanity as it is plugging in to be able to use this to our advantage. Number one, it's not your fault that you don't know this. We did not have this in our education system. And Do As One, our nonprofit organization, is working hard to get it back in the education system, and more so to get it into our daily lives. So really, my job is done. If you walk away from this call and you begin to anchor your moments in conscious breath, and then you begin to take these teachings that we have and you start to notice what Life Force is doing, and you begin to master those moments that Rhonda, for instance, that had just shared. When you have these moments where you're wanting to master, for instance, finances, what happens if body, mind, and spirit are not moving in the same direction? A very pivotal question, one that begs another question. Well, then what is body doing, what is mind doing, and what is spirit doing? Most people aren't even asking what spirit is doing at any given time, and so you're literally walking around with no direction in that way. And as much as we want to do our affirmations, as much as we use some of these technologies, if body, mind, and spirit aren't moving in the same direction, you don't have your potency. You don't have that God-given, life-given potency, spirit-given, universal-given potency that when you do have body, mind, and spirit moving in one direction. And I say that phrase because it's from the lineage of the gurus in India. That is one of the main reasons for conscious breathing, is to get body, mind, and spirit. And by the way, no accident that in the East, they don't say body, mind, and spirit. They say body, mind, and breath. So we're getting body, mind, and breath moving in one direction. All of the sudden, you can feel the power that is inside you that's going to feed your ability to go out and create that success, to make the right decision, to take the next step. All of that needs fuel. And I think so much of humanity is suffering from those parts of us that have a dis-ease happening in our vibrational circuits and wanting to get them to work, but we just don't know how. Well, what happens when something like this shows up? One of two things. Either you say, oh, yeah, it's breathing, and you walk right by it, and or number two, you seize the day and a superhero connection is made from within, that which we have always been excited about the magic, but would you go get it if someone appeared in front of you and said, it's here and it's here today? There's a reason that in India you had to go to an ashram years ago to learn this kind of thing, and it was held secret. Why? People often ask, well, why a secret? Wouldn't it be great to spread this around the world, and why in humanity's history wasn't it done so? Well, when you discover the power that you can wield when you have this in your body, and it every week it gives you new gifts, and I mean up until now, I've been at this for how long in my life, and this week, new gifts, you discover that you'd have to mop for a year to learn a certain technique so you'd appreciate it. You see, it's not that the technique's difficult, although very specific. So what we've put together here in one place is the ability to plug into these teachings that really, if you do seize the day and you actually apply them and you begin to own them from a life force place. I mean, I end up seeing you on the street and you walk up to me, "Hey, Ruby, it's the life force, it's not the breath." And we have
right.
a laugh about it. But that which is in you right now, there's a part of you, I want everybody to hear this, there's a part of you that has never been hurt, harmed, or endangered.
Mm.
And that part of you is the part... Emotion even rises up in my sharing it, because that's the part of you that's beckoning for transformation, and it wants something to reach in and lend a hand. And that is the conscious breath. That is the power of life force mastery.
Is it almost as if the application of this breath and some of these secrets actually is pulling that higher part of you out and bringing it into the world? It's almost like activating, or like you said, pulling forward that higher part. And then I want to ask a follow-up question, which is, what are some of the signs that someone might be seeing in their life and maybe experiencing and could be signposted, okay, a change and a connection to this life force mastery could really awaken some incredible things?
Yes. That's a beautiful question, because it is those signs that get us excited, isn't it? And
yeah.
I want to share a very kind of like the express route to getting into this is that you've already chosen transformation. If you're on this call, you've already taken the first step, which is choosing those things that make you a higher vibration being. Now, what I'm asking you to commit to, what I'm asking you to connect with, is the underlying track that is running through you all the time and has been since you've gotten here, and how do you relate to it? Once you relate to it, you're going to see a change in those things like your mood, your ability to harness energy when you want to. In other words, when I need energy, I don't need to run to coffee. And I'm not down here to down coffee either. I'll have coffee here and there as well. But you don't need it so that you have your energy. You're able to muster enough life force by using the techniques. Another thing that will show up, your ability to relax the body at an instant. Your ability to release stress because you know how to. The acknowledgement of the use of intention in the body. I'm here to shine a big light on this word, inspire. In transformation, we hear it 100 times a day. Inspire. I was inspired. It's inspirational. It's inspire. Inspire, coming from the Latin, to infuse with breath or to in-breathe. And so to take this practice on, it exists in the very word inspire. We must take the breath on at life force and then moment to moment discover those signs that get us excited to continue pummeling forward to the greatest you that's yet to be.
Have you seen, I mean, as we talk about life force mastery, I mean, I get the image of not only really unlocking sort of the abundant side and the divine side and the intuition and inspiration and really the divine ideas that create a magical life, but also so much of the body's physical health can be tied into breath as well. I mean, because it's so... The oxygen is so important for every major process that we have as human beings on a physiological level. What have you seen in that area? And tell me a little bit about that.
When I got off the stage at TEDx San Francisco, and mind you, the title of this event was 7 Billion Well. They were holding the space for 7 billion well on the planet. I had a doctor come up to me, lead doctor at UCSF, say, "What you are doing is probably one of the most important things." Again, the emotion just comes up because it's so dear. But what you're doing is one of the most important things I've run into, and yet it's so simple, and that's the problem. He straight up said that to me. It is so simple, and that's the problem, is that people must choose it and stick with it. People must actually have guidance. So what you're doing by creating guidance in order to have people touch this work and move into it, you know, it's absolutely timely because of what it is that we are in right now on this planet. So where does the focus come from when we actually choose it? It comes from the life force itself, and that we actually have a force waiting in us to be lit up and fired up so that it can feed the highest in us yet to be. So.
Wow. Now, well, you know, it's a fascinating discussion and truth. I want to talk also about what you're doing really with the group breath, because there's one part of this that's on the individual side, but then there's also the power and potential of focusing on a group and breathing together as a unit. And how does that fit in with the work that people are going to access today?
Before we go on into the group, do you mind if I didn't feel I rounded that out really with the physical.
It kind of came
back in. And one of the main things that we have an issue with that we don't know, and I mean doctors will admit to it, is that people are choosing things in their lifestyle that cause them to be acidic. And when the body becomes acid, immediately you're going to have things like fatigue, you're going to have stress show up very easily, and how are you going to handle it once you're in that state? The body's already in an acid state. Well, what the body does is it actually pulls from your mineral storages in order to balance your pH. And so when it does that, we don't have any kind of a meter on our body that shows how much how many minerals were pulled out of our body in order to balance our pH. It all has to do with our choices and our lifestyle. So when we teach these breathing teachings, we also let people know what it is that allows a healthy lifestyle, so that the pH in the body is something that isn't depleting you. So when you actually heighten the breath in the body and the life force in the body, you're actually alkalinizing. Most people are out there buying pomegranate juice thinking it's the number one antioxidant out there. I got news for you. The breath is the number one antioxidant we own, and it's free, but you must know how to use it as an antioxidant. And so if you're walking around with shallow breaths all day, you are building an acid state in the body. And by taking deeper and deeper breaths, you're not only bringing in more life force, you're also bringing in more oxygen, which oxygenates all of the systems of the body directly or indirectly. And in 1931, a man named Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Nobel Prize for Medicine for proving that cancer does not exist, cannot exist in a high oxygen environment.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? If once a week even we heighten the oxygen to a very high level in the body, we kill all sorts of bacteria, all sorts of things that physically translate to vibrant health when you're done with it. So thanks for letting me round out the physical. My own being and working with all these forces coming through sometimes, you know, you just learn to handle. So moving into the breathing together, the question on breathing together, this is something that also can be found in our language. And what I mean is that the word inspire also is met with the word conspire, that has been requalified. You see, the word conspire comes from the Latin con and spirare, meaning to unite by breathing together. In the year 1386, the word conspiracy was born, and they paved over the word conspire, making it now mean to unite for illegal purposes. Now, who out there wanted to go out and conspire once that was redefined? Nobody, because it was the idea of illegality, and nobody knew that it was rooted in breath. But our ancestors knew it. So it's up to us now. And I invite everyone on this call to join me in re-qualifying the definition of the word conspire to mean to unite by breathing together, and to now discover that why would they make a word for something if it wasn't solidly defined as far as what it really was. So they knew this power, and we're here to reawaken it, just as the tribes and the villages still do to this day. In fact, one very interesting tribe, to those of you that are in the business entrepreneurial world, is that billion-dollar businesses in Japan will not even begin a meeting without breathing together and anchoring in uniting the life force. And I can paint why in a very easy way, because imagine a meeting that you're walking in today. One guy was just on the highway. another person was on the phone, another person was in a scuffle, and another person was in perfect peace. Put them all together and have them hit the ground running. They're not going to be even 10% as productive as if they were to breathe together. So this is why people that are making billions of dollars out there understand this, and they seize the moment. They don't get into this place where some people in the West, oh, it's the breath, and it's just tossed to the side. What I like to call the modern breathing paradigm, it's a paradigm. It's a way of thinking that we've adopted, and it's not healthy for us. We as humanity must seize this day, realizing that we are energetic beings having a human experience. And if we're energetic beings, then wouldn't it make sense to pay attention to the energy underlying the whole thing, the life force? That is what we're here to do.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible to me that that life force, that word was changed, and it is very interesting. And I've got a question coming in from Gail that she says, how can we use breath to push through blocks and challenges to where we want to be in life? And I think it's a really poignant question. And how can we use it to connect to also our heart place and our place of greatest inspiration?
It's a beautiful question. Such a beautiful question, because the answer revolves around something that most people do not know is going on. And what I'm going to refer to is dear friend and fellow colleague, Dr. Michael Beckwith, whom I had the joy of being on his tour. He invited me on his European tour this year. We got to go and teach uniting breathwork to people in Europe. He'd said to me that most people are not actually experiencing life. They're experiencing what they think about life. Wow.
Wow.
What that uncovers is the culprit of the mind, and that how often, and we must get to know, if you can't master when your mind is using your imagination in an irresponsible way, then you're going to have to figure that out before anything. And the breath is one of the things that will help you muster it, because of something I said earlier in the call. Remember I said the number one reason the gurus say to use conscious breathing is to get body, mind, and spirit moving in one direction. Well, if the mind is the culprit, and the mind, now let's go into this. Let's really go into this so people really get it. Because what is your mind doing that's actually not supporting you? It's working on constructs that don't exist.
Right.
You see, you've heard it before. The present moment is all there is. And so I often like to tell people, and here's the gem that will feed this teaching. You cannot take a future or a past breath. The breath is definitively always in the present. What that means, Gail, to answer her question, is that we must muster the body, mind, and spirit, get them moving in one direction using the breath, and now the mind will be in the present because it doesn't have a choice. You see, it's like buy one, get one free. You go for the breath, you get the present.
Exactly.
You see, so the idea is that if most people are walking around not living life, but living what they think about life, that is a difficult state to exist in. If I'm constantly in the past, which doesn't exist, or existed at one point, and or I'm having future ideations of what may happen or what I'd like to happen, I'm still not in the now. And so when we empower the life force, and then as we do in this program, the Conscious Breath Experience, we get you to use the power of affirmations. Now your affirmations riding on a being that is present in body, mind, and spirit, superhero exists. The power within you that has always existed is now empowered, is now the fuel poured on the fire, because you're actually plugging in to creation as creation is. Remember that line that people don't live life as it is, they live life as they are.
Right.
That is that same statement that Dr. Beckwith is saying there, is people are living what they think about life. So if you go on living another 20 years that way and you don't discover this technology that's been given to you on day one, that is the life force, it's going to be an aimless journey, or a difficult one at that. So here it is. Here is the tool that will allow that that connection to happen, so that we're not being loyal to past and future, but we're rather being loyal to the present moment and your potency okay? Empowering you, not just the potency of the moment. Your potency comes up and meets the present moment. And then what happens to your visions and your creativity? I tell you, I like to speak from my own experience because as I'm taking on the conscious breath, I already shared with you, things happen new even this week, new tendencies. But I'm living a life of joy. I'm living a life of emotional, you know, openness. I'm living a life of transparency. I'm living a life of success and financial success and abundance. I'm living, you know, from a place, though, where at one point I was completely stressed out and completely anxious. So not to hang up in airy-fairyville, but to absolutely take on the truth of it, the anchored, rooted part of it, and then to beam up into the sky with the joy of what's possible. So I hope I can be an example of some of that in connecting with you today, and really just to get to be in the joy of sharing it. So
It sounds absolutely amazing. I want to really get clear on what are some of the things is people are looking at where they're at now, and maybe they're looking around their life or they're looking at circumstance or situations. What would be some signs or symptoms, we might call them, that their breath is not invigorating their life? Their breath is not connection to this life force. Their breath is not allowing them to unfold from that superhero place. What would be some things? If someone came to you and they said, okay, this is happening, this isn't happening, what would be some examples so people can kind of check back and say, okay, am I being empowered by this life force or am I not? What would you say they are?
I'm going to use a breath to make a case in point. Right now, wherever you're at, go ahead and exhale the air from your lungs. Exhale. And breathe in through the nose. And sigh it out. Sigh it out. We've been talking a lot about transformation. And when we do, the ego, it likes to bring up tightness. It likes to bring up things like drowsiness. All of a sudden, you're something very important is being said. All of a sudden, you're tired out of nowhere. The ego likes to bring up things that may get in your way because it thinks that it's going to be destroyed, you see. But at the same time, if you can have a voice going to that place in you that is comforting, that comes from the life force. The life force comes in with this great power and says, you're okay, you're going to be okay, let's get moving. And that becomes paramount so that you're no longer loyal to those difficulties. But what's going to show up in your life if you're not if you're not utilizing this? Here's some of the signs. Fatigue. How many of us don't know why they're fatigued by 12 o'clock? And they're like, I don't know who to go talk to about this because who's going to give me the right answer? Well, put this on for a moment. Try this on. 12 to 24,000 breaths a day that we take. And perhaps if I were to ask you in the last week, be honest with yourself, how many of those breaths have you paid attention to?
Wow.
Now, there's the devil's advocate, or I like to now, we've shifted this, we now call it angel's advocate in my circle of friends. So there's the angel's advocate out there that's saying, I don't know how, and what if it doesn't work for me, or anything like that. You see, this isn't something someone invented on the planet. This is something that came with the invention, and we're the invention.
Yeah.
So what happens when you master the invention is it has to work. You see, we didn't get the owner's manual, but if you heard of what some of the gurus, how they master their life, why is it attractive to us? It's because they're mastering life itself. They're peaceful. They're not stressed. They're calm. They're powerful. They're creative. They're cooks. They're doing all these things. All these expressions, it's because the life force has been mastered and your power and your potency has been centered. And so that's the invitation here today is what if you were to choose something today that you still were using when you're 80 years old? What value do you put on that? And what value do you put on being able to raise all of your life while you're at it. Not only use a technique, but it's not just to calm you. It's to bring out the greatest in you. So many people are listening right now that are plugged into maybe two or three different transformational processes every day. I want you to know that this is the carpet underneath it that makes it all work, that allows and empowers all the other work you're doing and lets it be even more powerful. Mm. Take a breath right here. Breathe it in. Blow it out to the world. And take this teaching in right here. We zip by this word respiratory system, don't we? We just zip by it, respiratory, respiratory. But if you slow it down, you realize that the ancients had, and ancients, as if English is an ancient language, but the progenitors of our language said respiratory system. Respiratory system. What does it mean to have a reset button for your spirit? But to understand it. I don't mean just walk away from this call and just try it on. I mean take it on. Join me in something that took so much work to create, so much to put together, only for us to get to create a more awesome humanity. I mean, that gets me up in the morning. So, wow. Just a joint moment here, Darius. I'm feeling so much energy. It's just so much vibration.
Well, it's definitely moving and rising, and I want to let people know we're actually going to be moving into some of this right now so you can really begin to feel more of this. And I think, you know, now it would be a great time to maybe go through and get a technique and begin to really start this process. So can you give people a direct experience of some of this work?
Yes, absolutely. And what we're going to do, as opposed to giving them one technique, we're going to use a creation, a combination of what we call simultaneum. And it is the power of uniting the life force. You see, if we were just sitting here today, you and I, we as just two, if you've heard the phrase, when two or more are gathered, have created a unity in the life force and an actual expression of oneness. So as we enter this now, as opposed to thinking that you're trying on some kind of a shirt or something and see what it looks like on you, I want you to know that your life force is contributing to everyone else, and everyone else is contributing to your life force wherever you are in a non-local context. Now that you know that, we go in with life force, not breath, and I'm here to tell you that that right there is the beginning place. The beginning point is life force, and now we're going to breathe together and unite it. Okay, so here we go. From wherever you are now, just allow yourself to feel comfortable in where you're sitting. We don't want to create a space in our body that is tight. So check in that the posture is excellent, that the shoulders are relaxed, but that you are sitting erect, because the great highway of energy is the spine. And so if you sit very often with the spine not straight, that highway of energy can't flow. So very simply now, sit with that excellent posture. And right now, call upon that place in you that has never been hurt, harmed, or endangered. That where the life force is housed, deep in your heart, and even deeper in what's called the dantian in your lower belly. Just call on it. I want you to know that all this time you've been living, you've been able to do this, but you didn't know it. So now call it forth, and now exhale the air from your lungs with me now, and exhale. And breathe in through the nose. And breathe out the nose. Breathing in through the nose, down into the belly. And blow the air out, relaxing the chest, breathing into the belly, breathe it in. Exhale on an H sound. Now speed the pace of the breath in and out through the nose. Follow me now, in and out. Breathe it in and out. Same amount of air in and out. Breathe it in and out. Breathe it in. And out. Breathe it in. And out. Breathe it in. And out. Two more. In. And out. One more. And out. Now listen up. Breathe it in deeply. sigh it out. Breathe it in. Exhale on an H sound. Now take a few breaths to yourself. This is what we call reacclimating breaths. This is honoring that we all come from a different path and that we're all fusing together. So now feel the divinity and feel the rootedness. This was gifted for you to root. This is as real as it gets. Breathe it in. Blow it out. Breathe it in. Out on an H. Breathe it in through the nose. Out the nose. Breathe it in the nose. Out on an H. In through the nose. Out through the nose. In through the nose. Out on an H. Now I'm checking in with all of you. If anybody's feeling out of sorts, feeling anxious, anything's coming up, take a moment. Otherwise, we're going to heighten the life force some more. But you are the only one that can ever enact the conscious breath, the only one that can ever take it away. So you must pay attention. You are the master of your body temple. If you feel out of sorts, you must stop. But we're going to go in and heighten the life force right now. Here we go. Breathe it in through the nose. Blow it out the mouth. Speeding the pace. In. Blow it out. In the nose, blow it out the mouth. In through the nose, blow it out the mouth. Keep it going. In, out. In, out. In, out. In, out. Three, blow it out. Two, blow it out. One, breathe it in, blow it out. Now listen up, breathe it in. Blow it out, hold it out. Blow it out. Hold the air out. Hold it. That means the body isn't asking for air. You just gave it all the air it needs. Just hold the air out. Notice the body's using it. The body may not know what to do with a pill, but it knows what to do with this. Breathe it in and hold it in. Breathe it in. Hold it. Smile for a moment. Don't take it so seriously. Transformation is always so serious. Blow out the air. Take the hands in front of you, palms facing your heart, okay, with your hands outstretched in front of you all the way. And as you repeat after me now, you're going to do affirmations, you're going to breathe them in and blow them out. Repeating after me now, if you will, I am unconditional love. I am unconditional love. Breathe it into the heart, hands swoop towards the heart, blow it out, hands move away. Repeat after me, if you will, I am nourishment. I am nourishment. Breathe it in, the hands swoop towards the heart. Blow it out, the hands swoop away from the heart. Give it away. Give it away to the world. I am healthy, whole and complete. I am healthy, whole and complete. Breathe it in. Blow it out, give it away. I am a superhero of my life. I am a superhero of my life. Breathe it in. Blow it out, give it away. Breathe it in. Blow it out, give it away. Breathe it in. Blow it out, give it away. Repeat after me. I am pure joy. I am pure joy. Breathe it in. Blow it out. And now listen up. Join me in 1 minute of soul laughter. Go for it.
Myself on mute because I started really laughing. I mean, this is very, very, very powerful. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And now breathe it in. Oh. Breathe it in. Allow the breath into your body. That's right, Darius. Oh. Breathe it in. And now sigh it out lightly. Sigh it out. Oh. Sue, we just released some of that weight on the heart that many of us are carrying with us. Breathe it in. Release it on a light sigh. Ah. One more time. And as you sigh, as if you've arrived home, breathe it in. Sigh it out. Ah. And when I say you've arrived home, I mean that when you are at home in your body, you can be at home everywhere. And that is one of the true tenets. So now from this place and from this vibration, beautiful brothers and sisters of the planet, let us give now. Let us take this, which is a superhero practice for us, and let us give. So right now, focus out into the world and imagine someone's face across the planet whom you do not know. See them looking at you, and now let us breathe a breath with them. As we inhale the air, breathe it in. Exhale, blow it out, push the hands away. See them smiling. Breathe it in. Blow it out. And now you want abundance in your life? Wish abundance to other lives. Breathe in abundance and send it across the world. Give it away. Breathe it in. Blow it out. Breathe it in. Exhale on an H. Breathe it in. Exhale by whispering the words, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And some of you may think that was just a comic joke at the end, but oh yeah is the affirmative divine yes vibration. And so when we say yes in this body, and we say yes to the life force and the way we just float it into our body, we now bring body, mind, and spirit together moving in one direction, and I hope that is what you are feeling right now. So, Darius, this is a nugget of what is available when we do group practices of 45 minutes. Can you imagine where we get to? Yeah.
I definitely can feel a huge shift, and I want to hear, I mean, we've just had comments like flooding in from people during the exercise. I want to hear what people experienced, what awakenings maybe you had, or what new insights came in, or what energetic shift happened. I've known huge amounts of people releasing energy, releasing things that were stuck, you know, or that they were holding on to through the breath. One person said, I just can't stop laughing, and that's actually a good thing, right?
Yes, exactly, right? Yeah.
Wow.
We always wonder
why
laughter is so contagious, and yet when we do this practice, every once in a while someone will ask, are we fake laughing? And I say to them, you know what, when someone tells a joke, do you wait and process it for a while, come back and laugh at them the next day? No, you laugh in the moment because the soul is always ready to laugh. And so the gurus brought this into laughter yoga, and we decided to have it be just a part of a magnificent practice of using the life force, that we don't leave laughter out of it, that laughter is a beautiful part of life. And I have to say this, too, before you get into some of the beautiful comments. If you're one of those people out there right now that's feeling difficulty, that's feeling that when we did the breathing practice, you actually didn't feel good, I need you to know that you're in a safe place, and I want you to know that that is not because something's wrong with you, but rather that there's something beckoning to come out of you, and that the breathing practices help you to do exactly that, to work with the way the life force is showing up at any given moment. That's why it's called life force mastery and not just life force fun or life force program, life force excellence, is that life force mastery means that if something, life throws you a curveball, you can use the life force to take it and transmute it. Yeah.
I see that. Well, I want to do something kind of fun, so I'm going to kind of play around, because I do think that we should have a lot of fun here. And I want to share some things coming in, because I'm feeling kind of playful and frisky. So I'm just going to start reading these. A bunch flying in. Janet from Denver, this is incredible. When we did the advanced breath in and then giving it out, it was very emotional and powerful. Giving what I received in my soul felt so aligned. another person, Jen, said, I just started singing. I have no singing talent, as was evident by inability to hit a single key. But it felt right, and my soul knew it was the right thing to do, to tell the world to clear a path because I'm coming, is what she says.
Oh, man. I celebrate. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Another person said, this is so refreshing. I feel like I'm standing outside while I'm sitting inside. A bunch more people. Another person, I'm loving this so much. It was marvelous. Thank you. Another person, I'm smiling. This made me high. It's kind of what I feel. I feel really high. Another person, Jennifer said, thank you, Darius. And this was so amazing. I needed this. I am transformed forever, believe it or not. Wow. And she says, every show, something shifts. This is incredible. Another person said, thank you. I'm experiencing deep stillness. Maria said, my husband came in to see what I was laughing at. And she says, I feel so liberated. My soul thanks you. And a bunch more coming. I feel alert and happy. I got dizzy. Okay, for people that got dizzy, what's going on there?
What's going on there is, can you imagine, okay, if we had a straw and a cup of water, and the straw is supposed to carry a certain capacity of water up through it, but for years and years, you only carried up a much smaller amount. And so immediately when we shift into optimally breathing and actually oxygenating the body it was built to be oxygenated in that particular way, there's a shift in the system that says, hey, we need to acclimate. And so that's what's going to happen. Can you imagine 12 to 25,000 breaths a day? If you took three conscious breaths yesterday, then if you turned on the Super Bowl, the score was 24,000-3. So you see what I'm saying is that as we work on this, as we take it on, that's when these things begin to show up. And so I celebrate. Big celebration.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, Rick said, I had a bunch of, on the soul laughter, he said, I coughed up. Now, this I never imagined, but he said, I coughed up a bunch of bad energy that I had no idea was there. Now, is that something that happens with the laughter, that energy comes out that people have been holding on?
Well, I have to tell you, yes. You know, this is so great. Thank you so much for everyone that's sharing, because you see, when you share like that, something that's vulnerable, you automatically give permission for someone else to feel what they're feeling. And so I really honor that. And when you guys, if you guys are in the videos with me in the workshop, you guys are going to see in those videos that we go into moments like that that are very dear, they're very intimate, and they're very real. That's the transformational work we need on this planet right now, is people that are plugging into that which is so real to us. So to answer his question, our breathing system, our particular system, does something that's very courageous. And the reason I say that is there's a lot of breathwork systems that don't address when things like that come up. They just want to hang in the Upperville, in the Niceville, in what feels good. And so you need to know, and what we call it is, we call it emptying out, that there is a stage of emptying out that I'm going to invite all of you to be in at whatever point that, you know, when she said that she doesn't sing, but she felt that she needed to sing and her soul said it was right, whether it's coughing, whether it's singing, whatever it is that wanted to come out, that's something that needs to come out. It's beckoning to come out, and you can choose how to release it. So catharsis comes in many different forms. You can scream it out, yell it out, whatever it is. But one thing, have some guidance. And so allow us, for instance, to guide you through taking the catharsis on, but then what's on the other side of the catharsis? Freedom of life force. You see, there's a reason if your life force, if your breathing isn't feeling good in your body, it's because of years and years and years of doing it the other way. And what do you think happens to your lungs when you get stressed, when you have anxiety, for years and years and years? It closes in and your lungs don't have as much capacity. One of the greatest factoids I like to share is one of the most respected studies out there in medicine proved. It's a 30-year study. So that's why it's so leaned into. It's 30 years of study. They concluded that lung capacity and your life expectancy are directly related. They saw that as people's lung capacity would decrease, those were the people that were on their way out sooner. And so for us to know that daily conscious breathing practice and working with the life force daily, having guidance to do it, knowing what you're doing, seeing how it behaves and then mastering it, is your ability to have a longer life. What is that worth?
Right, right. I want to get into exactly how people do this every day, because I think that a lot of people are having questions about time. But before we do that, yeah, I want to get a few more questions. It's literally pouring in. I want to do something kind of fun, too. So hold tight on that. But that's a big thing people are wondering. Like, we love this, but how long can I? I'm going to get to a few things you were saying here. Sarajay from New Zealand said, thank you. I felt something shift. I saw lots of indigo and violet lights and later felt tearful but called automatically on higher source, and this was okay.
Beautiful.
Very, very powerful. Another person said, I felt quiet, and then I started to cry, and I felt I was releasing something. Another person, Eva, just wants you to know that she loves you to bits. She thinks you are wonderful. Bernadette said, excellent. I was so tired. Now I'm feeling alive again. This is incredible. So a lot of interesting things happening, a lot of awakenings happening. You're just flying in, and people are feeling it. Now, what I want to do, I want to talk about sort of the daily practice and some of the resources, but I want to do this for everybody. I think this would be pretty cool. Someone mentioned this. Let's do this. Everybody, we have people all over the planet. Over 100 countries are going to be listening to this eventually, and dozens of countries right now. I am going to literally do something we've never done. I'm going to unmute the line for everybody, right? So everybody listening in. And I just want, if you're on the phone, just to laugh. We're just going to let everybody laugh here for just about 10 seconds, okay? And I want to hear everybody. Now, it's going to get crazy, but don't worry. And we're just going to send through laughter that beautiful, good energy and just let it come through. So I'm going to do that. So everybody get ready.
Derek, okay, can we go 30 seconds? Can we go 30 seconds? Because they're just going to heat up at 10. Just go for 30. What do you say?
Go for 30? Okay, so let's do it. Everybody keep going, because, you know, that way everybody can just collectively be in the flow. So I'm going to do this. Now hold tight. I'm going to literally unmute the line here. So get ready with your laughter. Think about anything and just let it flow through. On the count of three, one, two, and three. Hold on. I think I made a mistake. Let me unmute everybody. I got to figure out how to do that. Oh, where is it? Oh, my goodness. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Okay, one, two, and three. Laugh.
Of humanity and allow it to cook. That's how we do it.
Wow. I mean, you know, I let it go about a minute. I think I was looking at a clock. I just started laughing, and it was really, I'm thinking right now, it's literally like, I don't know if, you know, when was the last time we literally laughed that long or collectively? I don't think it's ever been done. And I want everyone not just to be there, but is there anything that came forward? Is there any awakening or information that came through from just that release and that experience of just joy and being our primal self? Like, the first thing that I notice my babies, like, kind of doing when they really start developing, I have two young sons, is, like, laugh. I mean, first, of course, they're crying, but then they start laughing, and it's like, once they laugh, it's like the flower of their soul comes out, and I see their expressions and their joy and their attitudes. And so I just want to thank everybody for doing that. It was very cool. And, okay, so now here's the big question. We did some cool things. We laughed. We opened up. We breathed. People felt a huge difference. I mean, this is a huge amount of comments coming back. They're still flying in, and I want to hear what the laughing did for everybody. How long does this take? How do people bring this into their life? What are the steps that you would do for someone who said, you know what, I want to start doing this. I want to feel like I feel right now, like every day. This would be a great way to start my day or live my day.
Beautiful. My call to action to you, and I'm talking to people that feel a sense of something in them right now that is connected to their highest good and their highest potential. I want you to know that we've collected together teachings and put them into a innovative educational portal, something that's innovative. It's fun because it actually is online, and you can tap into it anywhere in the world. Anywhere you want to tap in and work with this information, work with these videos, you have something that's so chock full that not only do you have the six-part video series for you to be able to actually take in the teachings, but we have a 21-track audio series that you're instructed to put on your phone so that as you're out there in the world, you can let this stuff through you. Because, you see, what we discovered from teaching thousands of people is that the reminders are what is needed. So as opposed to buying a program that you're going to sit and absolutely just watch and then walk out into the world and transformed. No, we designed this in a very specific way where you're able to take the audio tracks with you. Now imagine you're in a stressful moment and the breath actually works to bring you back to homeostasis, to a centered place. What is that worth to you, and what is it worth for you to do it every single time stress comes to you and you master it? You look at it like the superhero that you are. This is where the value of taking something as this program and having actual reminders with you all the time comes in to our lifestyle, not just a day in the life, but rather our lifestyle. How can we take, and that was the question when we created this, how can we take the best of the best, give it to people simply so that they don't feel like they need to go and learn a whole system? You're not here to learn all of a Qigong, and you're here to learn. What you're here to take on is things that were designed for today's lifestyle, designed for today's superhero. Okay, one of my clients, that Emmy Award winning journalist, worked for Forbes. I worked with her the year before she won that Emmy, and she was so stressed that there were about $4,000 in stress related hospital bills that she shared with me. She said, "I can't believe I spent that money on that when my life was at such a point to where I couldn't sleep. And how do you think I felt when she said, Rabia, you gifted me my sleep back?" When I heard that, I mean, it's the greatest feeling I could describe, to have somebody say that their quality of life was raised by just taking on something like this and having the reminders with her, audio tracks, being able to take on the practice, and also being a part of a community. I want you to know that there's a forum that's on the portal where people that are also learning beside you will post comments, will post questions, will post up stuff on the forum so that we can talk about it. And within 24 hours, I'm committed to always get on there and answer those questions. So what is it worth to you to have someone that literally has gone out into the Himalayas, has gone to the far reaches, has connected with some of the gurus, the masters, brought back the boon to humanity, brought back the medicine, and now wants to hold your hand and walk through it with you? So, yes, take on a daily practice, but come into the community. Join in something where we are still out here to unite a billion people in breathing together on an annual holiday we created called One Day. So you're joining into something much, much larger than just a transformational taking on of something for your life.
How long would people spend, you know, as you look at like the daily practice? And this is a question from someone that came in way before all the other comments. I can't find it. There's hundreds of things that came in, but she was like, okay, you know, I meditate, I eat organic food, I do this and I do that. And she had this whole litany of things that she does. And she says, this sounds really great, but I can't, you know, it seems like so much more stuff to add. What would be like the time that someone might begin breath work? How long a day, or would it be different times a day? What would you sort of recommend that people can grab hold on and say, okay, that makes sense for me? What would you say to that?
I'm going to start out in left field and bring it back.
Okay.
The teachings of the breath are in the Hermetic, the Egyptian mystery schools. They're in the ancient writings of the Shiva Sutra. They're in places where it is pointing, saying, the life force and the way the breath works is how you are going to master your vehicle. And so when we, if we take that message from these mystery school teachings, that that is the key, that we must learn it, that means that whether you take it on right now, you're going to get to it no matter what. You're going to have to go back to it. So why not begin now?
Okay.
Why not master it now? Why not let it support all the other things? I really commend people that take on things like that in the lifestyle. They're doing the raw food lifestyle, or they're doing whatever it is that they feel supports their health in the most vibrant way.
Right.
But what
right.
happens when you get that life force line activated is that it makes everything else work better. And
better.
So that is the thing. And mind you, you're going to be breathing anyway, aren't you? Like from here to the end. So why not learn how to master it? And so what I want you to know is a lot of my students begin doing daily practice regimens and then move right along into just mastering moment to moment. And I'm not kidding. They will just sprinkle in what they need when they need it. That's my definition of a master, is when you need it, you're able to apply it, and you know to apply it. So that's the level we're wanting to get you to. And it does take some training. It does take some dedication. But what if it gave you 2 more years of your lifespan? What if it gave you 10? What if it
sure. –
what if you – you don't even – a lot of people don't think about this, but the way your children breathe is definitely connected to how you breathe and how you show up. As an example. So what does that mean if you even end up introducing to your child's life at a young age and it affects the entire life, their entire life? What is that worth? Those are the questions, really, as far as taking on a daily practice versus taking on a lifestyle. That's what we're really infusing here, and it's not difficult to do because, like I said, you'll be breathing anyway. So it's there for you to work on. Even right now, even as they're listening to the words on my lips, there's a chance and an opportunity to take a deeper, more conscious breath and to discover that figment of mastery that's beckoning you forth from way deep inside.
I love where that's going. I think a lot about my kids, and I wanted to read this that's on this page. That has some of the deeper work on it, and I just think it gives me chills. It says, as you grew older and started living in the quote-unquote real world, you began to experience stress, anxiety, and fear, and you stopped breathing naturally. You gave up the deep and slow ways of optimal breathing and replaced it with short, shallow, constricted breaths. Before you knew it, your optimal breathing practice that you once had as a child was now replaced with various coping mechanisms, including energy supplements, prescription drugs, food, alcohol, television, etc. Very powerful. Now, before we go anywhere, I want to talk about some of the deeper work and how people can get started. We have a question from Mary saying, okay, what do we do if we want to take this to the next level? And Rabia has actually put together a whole program that he's taught all over the world, and even with Dr. Michael Beckwith and with others as part of the Do As One group and foundation, so we can all breathe as one and change the conscious breath on the planet. I'm going to tell people where it is for those that want to follow along, and we'll get some more pointers as well. It's at uwealthrevolution.com, uwealthrevolution.com/RABIA. Now, Rabia now. So RABIA now, NOW, no spaces there. UFRevolution.com/Rabia now. Quick question. So tell me about what you put together, because it looks like there's a great deal. It's a very cool page, a lot of studies and different things on health, and of course the information of Dr. Warburg and a lot of other things that people have said, like about breath, like even Oprah Winfrey, Dr. Michael Beckwith, Pulitzer Prize winners, Eckhart Tolle, who are talking about breath, and you talk about omnibreath. What's on this page? You know, there's even testimonials. Very cool. So what's on here, and what is the deeper work? I think there's a lot here. Tell me about it, and I may actually ask you questions about each piece, because some of the stuff we didn't even cover, like the dragon archetypal life force technique, the spot focus simultaneum, the aloha breath experience, the affirmation breathing techniques, life force activation, and all of the other incredible things here.
Thank you for opening that space. We basically took technology and we said to ourselves, if someone appeared in front of me and gave me a tool to be able to remove stress from my life, would I be happy with it, and how would it have to show up? And it needed to show up, because we're in a fast-paced world, it needed to show up in a way where I could take it with me. And it needed to show up in a way where I could absorb the teachings in a quick way. What we've done is we've laid out basically 6 weeks of getting to take in one video per week. And we sprinkled in a few bonus ebooks that will come to you if you, in the next 24 hours, you're able to seize the opportunity to get 3 ebooks that are worth the whole amazing kit and caboodle. Why? Because one of the greatest things, and this is the impetus behind writing this particular ebook that was remarked to me, is how can I get more intimacy into my life? People struggling with intimacy, and how can breathing together provide that? So there's an ebook, one of the bonus ebooks. You can only seize this over the next 24 hours. We're giving it to you with the package called Sex, Intimacy, and Breathing Together. Such an amazing, pivotal work. I'm so touched by still the testimonials that come back from people in discovering a deeper level of intimacy. The second bonus ebook is called Notice Doorways. This is a level of entering mastery at the meditation level. It's giving
doorways.
You a series of meditations that you will sit with that open up doorways to knowing the breath in a deeper way. Now, one of my students came up to me the other day and said, Rabia, for some reason, I'm able to answer questions that I used to just not know the answer to. Where's this truth coming from? And I said to him, this is one of the most beautiful side effects and effects of and results of this practice, is that you're going to have things as you put this on, and I don't mean just for the next 3 months or 6 months, but as you put it on and begin to take it into your daily life, you'll begin to see things awaken like that, where you didn't even know it was coming. And it showed up, and your tendencies to get to use those for your greatness are huge, because you're going to get excited. Oh, my gosh, if all of a sudden you're able to have a sharper intuition. Oh, if all of a sudden stress is a non-issue. Oh, all of a sudden, for some reason, I'm not fatigued at 12 o'clock. I have all the energy I need. So you take on videos, you put the audio tracks on your phone, and you listen to them throughout the day whenever you can. And you let these ebooks simmer in your consciousness as you do the practice. And you put any questions that you have in that forum so that we can interact with you. And you are on your way to life force mastery. It's such a joy to know that people out there are interested in playing in this realm. It's what really, it's what gets me up in the morning. So I celebrate.
Now, I want to talk about a few other things here, because you've got on here quite a few different techniques. I mean, the spot focus simultaneum, that is a particular breath. What is anything you can tell me about that? Because I know we didn't have time to cover that, but it sounds very interesting. Why would someone want that? What would they do with that? How would they use that particular breath technique? Frankly, I'm surprised. I didn't realize there were so many different ways to use the breath as a tool. So I'm kind of curious about some of these different ones.
Wonderful. Thank you, Darius. I appreciate the question. Some of the people on this planet that do get a lot done, and they are very successful, very fast-paced. And when they're in that fast pace, sometimes the body's been moving at such a fast pace they can't stop it. And so it creates a dynamic where, as opposed to where they used to be more focused, now they're more scatterbrained. They're more where the body, mind, and spirit may be moving in three directions. And so spot focus, that particular one, is for bringing focus to your not only your energetic field, everything running through it, but body, mind, and spirit. There it is again, getting them moving in one direction and quickly, so that you can be mastering the moments, not just mastering things that are coming up for you from a topic perspective, but moment to moment. What does it mean to master your life?
Yeah. And some of the others here that I want to kind of go through that I think I'm so curious about, I mean, I'd love to know, the Aloha breath technique. I mean, is that something you would do with your loved one, with people in your environment? Is it something that you do alone? How do people use that technique? What is that one particularly
about? You know, I traveled 14 countries this last year teaching, and every country I went to and every culture I connected with, I taught this technique to. And it brings such a level of intimacy. It is a group technique done two by two. So you do it with one other person at a time, and if you're in a group, you switch after that. it is able to bring such a level of intimacy about to a room that literally, I get people to notice how quiet the room is after the technique, and everybody feels quiet at heart even. Just the whole thing simmers down. So there's techniques that have been available on this planet, but we didn't know about them. It's as if you have a light switch behind your head, and you've been walking around not knowing it's there, and somebody walked up and went, clip! And all of a sudden, you were able to celebrate life in a different way. Now, I'm not here to tell you that it's going to happen in one day, or else you could just take what I gave you today and walk on. That's not the case. This is something that, as I shared with you, I'm still having new benefits this week. This week, new things. So I'm here to tell you it's a long, beautiful path, and we've developed an awesome, supportive community of loving, conscious breath facilitators that are here to support you, including myself.
Very exciting. I mean, the ability to walk into a room and through your breath influence the energy of other people is, well, I mean, it's almost like a superhero. I mean, it's the closest thing that I can think of. And it makes sense because somebody of a higher consciousness, higher awareness, should be able to dramatically bring people into that awareness. And we know that, like animals, cats and dogs, like they begin matching breath when they're together. And so you be the conscious epicenter of breath in your home, in your environment, in your meetings, in what you do with people, and literally be that resonating field of attraction that brings everything to you. And I have no doubt the breath is a huge vehicle of that. I want to ask you another question, Rabia, because I'm pretty excited about this. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Rabia Now, R-A-B-I-A Now, N-O-W, all one word. How has this changed your life? I mean, you talked about gifts opening up and different things. What are some examples? You said this week something opened up. What opened up this week? I'm curious because I think, you know, I started thinking, well, God, I want some of that stuff. What happened? What was it about? What's going on? And what are some of the most dramatic things you've seen?
My father just had a little heart scare about a week ago, and I was there visiting him. And I'm one that definitely is familiar with using energy healing. And so I had his hand in my hand, and it's the first time I'd seen him, you know, since the moment, which was about a day before. And so I was just really ready to pour on the love. And my right hand facing his heart, I was beaming heart energy to him. And I'm able to see auras. So I'd seen his aura, and with the white hospital cloth behind him, very easy even, to see this line of gold. Now, I began doing a breathing technique that allows me to heighten my energy so that I could gift it to my father. And so as I'm giving it to my father, I'm seeing the fluctuation in the field, which I'd seen before. But my uncle called from Israel. And as he got on the phone, his brother, he's there showering love through the phone. Now I'm holding the phone in my right hand, speakerphone. And through my dad's left hand, I feel my intuition tell me to line my fingers up with each of his fingers. And with my eyes gazing into his eyes, all of a sudden, I saw his aura get bigger and bigger as my uncle was practically channeling energy through me and into him. And so my ability to just be there, and you know the power of three, we've many of us run into it metaphysically and otherwise, but three people gathered. There we were. Also, two generations, you know, and that link of heart energy between people in family context. What if you were in a family situation and you had discovered how you'd gotten to know your energy so well, your life force so well, that you could choose to transfer it and give it and gift it away? This is the level of mastery where things are still being taught to me. And so as I beamed my uncle's words and love into my dad, I watched his aura go up by about 8 inches. I watched it expand. And so I knew that his whole body was being filled with beautiful, powerful, golden heart energy. And so that's an example of how still I'm discovering new tendencies. And, you know, this student of mine, four years he's been with me, comes up. Truth is just questions are just answering from within now. This is what the guru spoke of. How did the guru become a guru? Why do people go ask gurus questions? It's because from within, when life force is unimpeded, when you've removed the blockages, when you've done the work, and then you have a intimate relationship with your life force, it will be there as a best friend all the rest of your life.
Incredible, incredible story, and just one big example. Okay, I'm gonna let we're asking another question coming in from Nikki. Where is it again? Okay, let me say it. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/RABIANOW. Rabia Now is the place to go. And a quick question: this program, is this something they get instantly in terms of access to, or is it something that comes in the mail?
Great question. You get instant access. We wanted to work with how people are receiving technology these days, and make it so that immediately you put in your username, password that you establish, and you have this portal that is all organized beautifully, very easy to use, and it's all there for you, from the 21 audio tracks, the videos. There's a Life Force companion workbook that takes you through the videos and the video material, and then the bonus ebooks listed there. And I believe we actually are throwing in three bonus videos as well, which aren't even – we just happen to want to share the three-breath anchor, the focus cultivator, and the spacious experience all have videos in there waiting for you. So super fun stuff. It's easy to get into.
Okay, very cool. It's not. It's actually a $297 program. It's only $97. It's been brought down, and it's a $200 savings that VIA decided to do for us, and 10% of what your enrollment goes to the Do As One Foundation, which is consciously united and moving people all over the planet every year to breathe as one. And so just by joining this and getting this, not only benefit yourself, but 10% of that goes to the foundation to help bring the planet into conscious, unified breath. Incredibly exciting. Wow. Rabia, any final words for people or anything that you're kind of feeling come in intuitively from the group or from those people that are really wanting to maybe get more of what they experienced today and really just get back to that place of unbridled joy and knowing and divine connection?
I'm here to just scream from the top of the mountain that this is something that will make all the difference in your transformation, but only when you choose it. So right now, perhaps you're that person that the ego is playing with you right now and saying, oh, maybe you already have this, or maybe you already, oh, you have yoga classes, or you have breathing, or you have Tai Chi. I'm here to tell you that that's possibly the ego reaching in and getting in the way of something that, what is $97 of an investment? It puts a huge smile on my face to be able to offer this much of a rich program for something so little. If you were to be in the emergency room next year due to stress, God forbid, what would it cost you? $1,000, $2,000, $3,000? We are experts at not using preventative medicine in the West, so I'm here to say to you, be the superhero of your life. Take it on. Be the Jedi. Let yourself experience the magic and join in a community that's here to support you. So you're not actually just purchasing a piece of information. You're investing in your ability to take on something that's so dear in all the ways we just described over this last hour, so dear. And if it were the one thing that gifted you back that spark that you may have had at one point, or gifts it to you for the first time in your whole life, wouldn't it be worth it to just go for it? Don't even think about it. Just absolutely embrace it like a champion. Like when you look up and you see a champion running to the finish line, what do they look like? That's you. There's a part of you that wants that. And I, as just being another one of your brothers on the planet, want to say to you, it's here. Why not? And why? Why? What are your reasons to do it? That's what's happening in this moment, in this very breath. Let's take a breath together. Breathe it in and blow it out. Feel the life force? It's playing with us right now because we've played with it. So feel that. It's real, and it's beckoning.
I feel it. It's tangible, and it's like a doorway, like you talked about a doorway. We open up a door with breath, and Terry said, that was incredible. I was laughing with people all over the world. What a wonderful feeling. The breathing exercise is awesome. I feel invigorated and totally connected. Wendy from Philadelphia, wow. I'm really surprised at how deep my breathing is still. I can really feel it in my lungs. And so just that little sample, sounds like she's already like changed her whole awakening on how she breathes, and she's pulling in more oxygen. 24,000, how many times a day? 24,000 times a day, or 24,000 times a week?
And between 12 and 24,000 breaths a day. But a day. What happens when you actually take on this practice is that number goes down and down and down. And just like the biggest animals that live the longest on the planet breathe the slowest, you begin to take on this practice and the life force begins to master you. It's amazing. It truly continues to impress me. And I invite you guys to be on the journey. It's an exciting one.
Wow. I love this. Okay. Well, Rabia, thank you for being here. This was exciting. We did some cool things you'd never done.
Woo!
We still have tons of comments flooding in. I'm going to tell people it's at ualtrarevolution.com. Rabia Now, RABIANOW. It's $200 off. It's a 97-hour program. You get it instantaneously. 10% goes to support the Do As One Foundation, which is, you know, we're very big here on helping create a new conscious planet. And this is one of the things that we've just not taught. We've actually never had anyone on the Ultra Revolution in literally like 3 years talk about breath. And I'm so glad that we were able to connect with you, Rabia, and do what we've done, because I think people right now are breathing differently, and it's just the icing on the cake. And I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being here and sharing. What a great call.
Thank you so much for supporting us and making an impact on the planet. And to all of you listening, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Absolutely been a joy. Woo!